Even though Bartlesville's water supply levels are at the highest in more than a year and a half, the city's Water Resources Committee is tasked with looking for future options when significant drought impacts the area. On Wednesday, the committee unanimously approved a recommendation to City Council to pursue a $112,710 study for bringing additional water supply from Caw Lake. Water Utilities Director Terry Lawrenson explains what the study will entail.
Make sure the water quality was suitable, that it was compatible with our treatment plant. We're going to look at three intake type structures or variations, so that's how you get the water out of the lake. We're going to look at three alignments as far as to get from Caw Lake over to Bartlesville. And then the last thing is just to quantify that all in cost, as well as looking at some of the environmental issues that we may run into for wetlands and such, so that we have to We're kind of going into that with our eyes open.
Lawrenson says if the City Council approves the study, it should be completed within 5 months. Now, in addition to the Caw Lake study, the committee is exploring three other options for additional water supply. Lawrenson said the city hit a roadblock for additional capacity at Hula and Copan Lakes. He said Wednesday that the city requested a comprehensive study in November from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Made a request to them in November of last year. I was just notified Friday that they have denied our request because it doesn't fit in that program. They did say that's more of a reallocation study that we're looking to pursue. So we're working again with the Corps to see which pocket we need to go to facilitate.
Lawrenson says the setback will delay any findings on Copan and Hula Lakes for at least a year. Now, another potential water source is the Ada-Vemusa Aquifer in Osage County. Lawrenson says there have been a couple of studies performed by the U.S. Geological Survey on potential yield. Those studies are being examined by an outside contractor to help interpret the results. Reporting from City Hall, I'm Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.